Time for weather with Cliff Mass and KPLU's Gabriel Spitzer.
Our ghosts and goblins stand at least a chance of getting a bit wet this evening. Does anybody really dress up as ghosts and goblins anymore? Our Disney and Marvel characters might be dodging puddles this evening as a moist Halloween segues into a more pleasant weekend. Here with a look at our not especially ghoulish forecast is KPLU weather expert Cliff Mass. Cliff, what can we look forward to?
Well, it may not be as scary tonight as some people feared. Actually, the heaviest rain will be this morning. It's pouring out there right now, and that's due to a front, a Philly active Pacific front that's moving through, but I expect it to pass east of the area somewhere during the afternoon. So I think tonight we'll be in a situation where maybe there'll be a few showers, but it'll be mainly dry, so not too bad. And temperatures only getting up into the upper 50s today, so relatively cool. Actually, the weekend won't be that bad. Saturday, there'll be a few residual showers in western Washington, maybe even some sun. It could break through. Temperatures getting up to around 60, so not bad at all on Saturday. Sunday, there'll be two stories. The morning and I think into the least the middle of the afternoon, it should be mainly dry, maybe a little bit of filtered sun in the morning. But then later in the day, it'll cloud up. Another Pacific system is coming towards us. I think it'll start raining on the coast during the afternoon, and it'll move into the interior of western Washington during the evening hours. And then I'm afraid that the story next week will be really ghoulish. It will be warmer than normal. Maybe that's okay, but it will be wetter than normal. We've had an extraordinarily wet October. It's about 50% more than normal, and it looks to continue into the first week of November. There is a possibility of a heavier rain event called an atmospheric river on Tuesday, but the models are not in complete agreement yet on that.
Ooh, an atmospheric river. What's that?
Well, that's when we have a relatively narrow current of moisture coming out of the tropics and subtropics. When it starts near Hawaii, we call it a pineapple express. Well, we may get one of those on Tuesday, but the models are not completely all on board that, so we'll see.
Now, it has felt to me anyway like a pretty wet few weeks here. Is that actually true, or am I just sort of forgetting what fall is like here?
Yes, we've been really quite wet. You know, if you look for the entire year, we, right now, the end of October, have the total rainfall that we normally would get in the whole year. I mean, that's like the end of December, way ahead of normal. On the other hand, it's been extraordinarily warm, especially the second half. And this warmth, according to the latest Climate Prediction Center forecast, will continue at least another week and a half, and I suspect much longer than that.
Well, part of the story of the wetness here, at least earlier this week, was the remnants of Hurricane Anna, which started out, you know, hit near Hawaii and then made its way all the way across the Pacific to the West Coast and here to the Northwest. Was that really what was raining on us earlier this week?
It was. You know, we never get hurricanes or tropical storms in their full fury. And there's a reason for that, because these storms depend upon warm water for their energy. Now, our water off the coast is really quite cool. We're talking about temperatures around 50 degrees in the immediate waters, in a few hundred miles off our shore. And so if a tropical storm or hurricane starts approaching the West Coast, it rapidly starts to dissipate. But sometimes we can get the remnants of tropical storms and hurricanes. And in this case, we had the remnants of Hurricane Anna. Now, you may remember that skirted the Hawaiian Islands, and they had some winds and weather. And it turned out that the warm water in the Pacific, remember that blob I've been talking about, allowed Hurricane Anna to get further north as a hurricane. And then as it moved northward, it started getting into the jet stream, the westerly winds that we have in the mid-latitudes. And the remnants of it, even though they were weakening, sheared off and hit us here in the Northwest. Now, that's not super unusual. It has happened before. And in fact, it happened with the greatest storm in the history of the Northwest. That was the Great Columbus Day Storm of 1962.
So the Great Columbus Day Storm was actually a hurricane, or at least the leftovers.
That's right. If you go back a week or so before, the Columbus Day Storm, the most devastating storm to hit our region, started as Typhoon Frida in the Western Pacific. And it turns out that many of the really most powerful storms we ever get, if you look back far enough, they started as a tropical storm.
Well, happy Halloween, Cliff.
You too. Stay dry.
Professor Cliff Mass teaches atmospheric sciences at the University of Washington. You can subscribe to podcasts of our weekly conversations at our website, kplu.org. In for Bellamy Palethorpe, I'm Gabriel Spitzer, KPLU News.